All right, Shane McElrath here at Spring Creek. First moto, it didn't look like you're having too much fun, but second moto, better start. So you're up there in the mix, got to hang out with the top 10 a little bit. Better overall day in the end then, right?
Yeah, it's we keep making changes. We're really trying to figure things out. I'm trying to get the bike to be better when the track gets rougher. And first moto, we made a change going into the first moto, which was the right direction, but we only did it to the front, and the bike was pretty out of balance. So I felt like I had good speed. I just was not really able to push it in the first moto. And there was a group of guys in front of me that I would catch really quick, and then I couldn't get by them. And then I'd lose time, and then I'd catch them really quick again. And it was pretty frustrating. I was able to push till the end, and a couple guys went down, which helped me out. So we made a change to the rear going into the second moto, and I mean, they prepped a lot of the track too, so that also helped. But we keep making good changes. I feel like we're going in the right direction now. We kind of know where we're at, and we're trying to make the changes that are good for the race. And that's really been the hardest part, is like, not that things have been well in practice during the week, but we don't have any of the elevation change in Florida, and we've also been getting a lot of rain and spent a lot of time on the turn track. So trying to make productive changes, it's been tough. So we had a better day today. Qualifying was a lot better. First moto, not super great. I didn't get a very good start either, but then second moto, I was more aggressive the first couple laps, and put myself in a good position, and then I was able to stay there. It was better, but I need to be better. So I was a little bit frustrated with watching it lightning for four laps with no red flag or checkered flag even. Going through the rollers, like, it was so dark. The dirt or the sand was dark brown and the ruts were black. Yeah. Like, it was like, you almost couldn't tell which, like, when do I need to start doubling, because it was so dark. And going through some of the tree sections, it's like, dude, it's nighttime right now. So, it was definitely frustrating, but it was good to finish out with a good effort. And hopefully this is some good traction. I'm not sure what our week looks like this week, but we're finally getting some good information to move forward with that. So yeah.
When it rains late in the moto like that, and you guys, I imagine, didn't prep for rain for like condition in that moto. So had you pulled like almost all your tear offs by that point? Like, were you almost out of them?
I was pretty good.
Okay.
The only worry there was, like, I think my first stack, either my first or second stack, is maybe both of them are sealed, like perimeter seal. Mm. But I started with 21. So starting in the front, I still had quite a bit left, I'm pretty sure. Even after it started raining, like, I pulled them maybe more after it started raining than the whole moto. But first moto, I ran out like completely. So
yeah,
it was good that it really didn't dump rain on us, because like, some of the parts of the track were really slippery, and a lot of us were still in paddle tires, and the conditions would have been a lot trickier and drastically different than most of the moto.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
I know you said you made a couple of adjustments before the second moto. Did that help with the start? Like, is that why you guys came out of the gate better? Because both you and Chiz were much better off the gate in moto two.
Not really.
Okay.
I'm struggling on my starts right now. I'm almost like, I keep trying to go too early. And so then it's like, I'll flinch. Well, then I almost have to like regroup. And then like first moto, like my jump was good or like fast.
Yeah.
But it's like, I lost my form because I was almost like trying to reset.
Okay.
And so it's, I've got to kind of get back in the routine of like calming down, because I keep trying to jump too fast,
yeah,
and or too early, and I did it in the second moto too, but I was around some guys that I actually was able to pass them and hold it on and kind of come out a lot better. So I gotta be better with that.
like you said, you guys are still working on making changes to the bike and adapting and everything. Like, what's kind of the biggest area that you're still trying to get over the hurdle every single week with?
The bumps.
Okay.
Once the track gets rough, that's where I'm like, dude, I'm really struggling with it. And like, qualifying today was really good, but there's not really many bumps. Even the first moto was so-so, but second moto, they did quite a bit of track prep too. So it's like that also worked in our favor, but the bumps, we're trying to figure things out from a structural standpoint. And that's where, we're with the team that we have, it's like we don't have the same personnel that a lot of the other teams do. So I feel like we're doing it just takes us longer.
Like you said, in that first moto, you kind of caught the group quick, and then it was tough to get by them. How did this track feel for passing today? Because they added like the switchback before the finish. At the end of the whoops was an off camber, like some new things this year that I hadn't seen before.
I probably don't agree with a lot of those things, because those sections specifically, there were no other lines all day. It was like we all just kind of went the same place.
So
most of the flats today were pretty wet, like all day.
Yeah.
And that also had a lot to do with it. And like with an off camber, it's like you ride the inside because all the water drains down. And it's like there was a couple times where you're forced to go out there and you almost lose positions just from like, I can't go there again because it's still really deep and sloppy. So, I don't know.
All right, Shane. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.